Suitcase Simpson came through the open door into Jesse's office without knocking. He said,
Jesse, was that your ex-wife I seen on TV last night?
I don't know, Sue, Jesse said. What'd you see?
Channel 3 News, Simpson said. They got a new weather girl, Jen Stone.
She'd used her married name. Weather girl, Jesse said.
Yeah, they said she was from Los Angeles and were joking around with her about how it would be pretty different trying to report New England weather.
And it looked like Jen.
Yeah, I only seen her that one time, but, you know, she's not somebody you forget.
No, she's not.
Was she a weather girl in L.A.?
No, she was an actress.
Well, maybe she's acting like a weather girl.
Maybe, Jesse said. Was she on at 6 or 11?
I saw her at 6.
I'll take a look tonight. Simpson hesitated a moment and then nodded as if answering yes to a question no one had asked, turned and went out of the office. She's using her married name. Jesse swiveled his chair around and put his feet up on the windowsill and looked out. It has to be Jen, he thought. It's too big a coincidence. 3,000 miles away from her, he'd gotten his feelings under control. He hadn't stopped loving her, but the fact that he did love her didn't mean he had to be with her, and it didn't mean he couldn't love anybody else. Or at least it hadn't meant that, or he'd thought it hadn't meant that, while she was 3,000 miles away, in bed with a movie producer. But here, Molly Crane came in from the desk.
Jesse, the fire this morning down at 59 Geary Street? Anthony says it looks like it was set. Thinks you should take a look.
Jesse swiveled slowly back around. Geary Street?
They got the fire pretty well knocked down, but Anthony's there and the fire captain.
Jesse nodded.
They're waiting on you, Jesse.
Jesse smiled. Molly was like a third-grade teacher. On my way, he said. He didn't use the siren. One of his hard rules for the department was no sirens, no flashing lights, unless it was a time-sensitive emergency. That end of Geary Street converged with Preston Road to form a triangle 2 blocks from the beach. 59 Geary was at the apex of the triangle. It was separated from the next house by a vacant lot. Both Geary and Preston were blocked off when Jesse arrived. Pat Sears was rerouting traffic away from the area. Jesse stopped beside him.
You want me to get a couple of more people down here for traffic, he said.
Pat blew his whistle and vigorously gestured a Buick station wagon to proceed past Jesse's car.
You bet, he said to Jesse. We need somebody down the other end, and maybe another guy up there.
He nodded toward the traffic, trying to inch past the fire captain's car that jutted out into LaSalle Street. I'll call Molly, Jesse said, and drove down to the fire scene. There were half a dozen fire trucks, both of the Paradise trucks and 4 from neighboring departments. Jesse parked among them and got out. Harley Baker, the fire captain, was standing on the front lawn. Technically, as director of public safety, Jesse was the fire chief too. But since Jesse knew little about fighting fires and Harley knew a lot, Harley ran the fire department. He was short and fat and looked slightly Napoleonic in his helmet, boots, and raincoat.
Looking good, Harley.
I look like a goddamn asshole in this outfit, Harley said.
Jesse smiled and looked at the still-smoking remnant of the house. Its superstructure was still standing. There was a hole in the roof, and all the windows were out. Part of the front wall had burned away. Inside was black with ash and crisscrossed with charred timber.
Suspicious origin, Jesse said.
Take a look, Harley started for the front door. The fire had been at its most intense in the living room, to the right as Jesse entered the front door. Most of the floor was gone, and part of the back wall had burned through to the kitchen behind it. On the left-hand wall, where the fire hadn't bitten, the word faggots was spray-painted in large black letters.
Watch your step, Harley said.
Jesse was wearing sneakers. The floor was still warm in places, and there were pieces of lath lying about, bristling with thin shank nails. Jesse stepped carefully through the debris. In his boots, Harley paid it no heed. Up the stairwell it said faggots, and in 2 of the upstairs rooms, where the damage was largely smoke-staining, the word was curlicued repetitively on the walls. Not an inventive bastard, Jesse said.
We'll have the state fire marshal in here later on, Arlie said. Give us something more definitive. But it looks to me that the fire started right here in the middle of the living room floor. That's unusual unless somebody just dumped a can of gasoline on the rug and let her rip. He was red-faced and sweating inside his heavy coat. And if it was set, it's logical to assume that the people who wrote faggot did the setting.
People? Plural?
Yeah, Jesse said. At least two people did the graffiti.
How the hell can you tell?
Work South Central L.A. for a while, get to see a lot of taggers. You know who lives here?
No.
We'll ask around, Jesse said.